Okay, we're at the home of Mr. Russell Like. We're going to talk today. Let's just head. Why don't you tell me your age? We'll check how the sound is going to be recording there.
I'm 82 years old. 80, excuse me, now that's gone in there.
Uh-huh. No, it easily corrected. Don't worry about that.
I was born the 12th of January, 1904. It's 85 years old.
Oh, my. Okay, we're going to stop.
School in 23. I think I'm wonderful.
Would you tell me a little bit about, you were born right here in Northville, Texas?
I was born on Six Mile Road, a half a mile east of Napier. Uh-huh. So that is just about 3 miles from where I was born. And I've lived here nearly all my life. And when I was a small boy, my dad had a farm up on Curry Road, up closer to Southlands, but we was only up there 3 years. We moved from there down on Ridge Road. And then Ridge Road, we came back out here, on the corner of 8 Mile and Napier. And they lived there ever since. I think they moved there in 1918 when they moved down on the corner.
How many acres farm was that?
80 acres.
So you always grew up around the farm?
Always been on it. We lived in town, I guess, about 3 months, didn't we? We lived up on Butler in Northville. It was called him Wild Bill around town. What was his name? Bill Elkington.
That's all right. You can be included too. That's fine. Sure. When you were small, then what school would you have gone to?
I started out going to the school on the corner of Napier and 10 Mile Road. That was my first over there. There's an old stone schoolhouse.
Right. There.
And then we moved up on the Curry, and I went over to the Blackwood School. Now that was on 9 Mile Road, just west of Curry. And then from there we moved over here. I went to the Decay School. I was on 7 Mile. Do you remember the Decay School?
Decay. No.
That's right across from the sanitarium, right in there.
Uh-huh.
I went there, and from there I moved here, and I went to Northville, and I went to Northville.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about the little school?
I remember the school over on 7 Mile Road. We went there. There was only 5 kids in the school. There was 3 Lash girls and my brother and I. And Lash worked for Ed Starkweather, the girl's dad. And my teacher's name was Miss Kopp. I'll never forget that. She's red-headed.
Mm-hmm. Was she a good teacher?
Very, very good teacher. She was very good.
I always remember recess. What would you do when you had recess with only 5 students? Could you get out and...
Well, we went out. We had little games we played. We couldn't do too much of anything. And then in the wintertime, back in the school, there was quite a good-sized hill. We'd always slide down that hill during that. Of course, we had 2 recesses and a noon. We had recess 15 minutes in the forenoon and a noon. And then in the afternoon, we had 15 minutes recess.
Did you, how would you get into... Let's see, it's just a few miles. To get into Northville and go to high school, did you...
I drove a horse and buggy.
You did?
Yeah. We drove a horse and buggy for the first 3 years I was in high school. We drove back and forth. That would be down here. And then the last year, my brother and I, we worked enough for, we bought us a Ford.
Yeah.
Model T.
Yeah.
And it was quite a car, because we had that. Well, till I got out of school, my sister was a year or two ahead of me in school, and she had, at that time, they would teach for take a 6 weeks course and then teach school. And she was teaching school, and she was earning a little, and I got out of school. We bought a car together. Well, that didn't work. When I wanted it, she wanted it. So I sold out my share to her and bought me another one. I bought me a used car. car, a 1922 Ford coupe. I had that a while, and then I splurged. I went and bought a brand new 1925 Ford coupe.
Wow. You've always liked cars.
Yeah. And I think when I bought that car, I gave a little less than $500 for it, brand new.
Would you have bought it in Northville?
No, I bought it in South Lyons.
Oh, South Lyons.
Hugh Arms. But I've seen quite a lot of changes down in Northville.
Well, what ones kind of stand out as big ones to you?
Well, the big ones is when they took the electric car. It used to come up north, up Main Street, to the four corners there, Main and Center. And they would come around by the Ford factory, one come from Detroit and one come from Wayne. And they'd run uptown there, and then they'd back down, they called it a Y down on the corner, where they'd turn and go back to Detroit or Wayne. And when they quit that, then they paved the street. The street wasn't paved when I first started going down there. It was all cobblestones, horses and buggies.
Did you ever take any trips on the train?
Oh, I took violin lessons, and I went to Wayne every Saturday afternoon for about a year and a half. And, we'd go to Detroit on it, or we'd do it. That's about the only means of transportation we had to get to Detroit.
What would be the cost? Do you remember how much it might have cost?
I can't tell you that.
Uh-huh.
I know what it cost me to go to Wayne and back. It cost me 20 cents. I'd get on here and then get a return ticket, see? It cost me 20 cents to go to Wayne and back. 10 cents each way.
Did the trains run quite often?
Well, these were streetcars.
That's right, streetcars. Like an interurban type of thing?
Yeah, I think about every hour they came into town.
Well, you must have had a musical interest then.
Well, I like the violin pretty well. But I haven't touched it in a good many years.
Oh. Did you like more the classics or the older music? When I think of fiddlers or...
Yeah, that's what I like.
Was it?
What I call the hillbilly music.
But you don't play too much?
I don't play at all.
Oh, you should not.
I shouldn't have given it up.
No. Yeah. You mentioned about the train tracks in Northville. What other things stand out, big changes, or the things you remember that you enjoyed?
Well, the Ford factory was a big change, but that was a lumber mill at one time. Two bars of lumber mill there. Mm-hmm. They'd have big logs in there and cut it into board lumber. And Henry Ford bought it back in, I believe, 1921 or something like that. And then he took that all out and he made it into the valve plant. We worked in that until 1936. I went there to work in 1924, but it wasn't just what I wanted. And I worked 3 months, quit. Then I went back 9 months, and they hired me again. And then I quit after that. When I went back the next time, Mr. Marburger says to me, looked at me and he says, "How long have you worked? You worked there before?" And I said, "Yes, sir." "If I hire you, how long are you going to stay this time?" He said. I told him, I said, "I'm thinking about getting married, and I think I'll have to stay." So he gave me a job. Did you remember Tony Bender?
No. The name's Steve.
He lived just off the 7 Mile Road down in Lowbeck. And he was a foreman in there. And he says to Carl, Mr. Marbury says to Carl Bryan, "You go down and see if he needs a man." I saw Tony, you had to go upstairs and then across into the office. And I saw Tony when I was going up and waved at him. And he said, "Oh, Tony," he told Mr. Bryan, he says, "Yes," he says, "I need a man right now." And they put me to work. And I worked there a little over 35 years. And I missed 2 days. When the shop worked, I missed 2 days work. If the shop worked.
Sure.
I think that was quite a record.
It certainly was.
Yeah.
What exactly did you do there?
I was a I did anything they asked me to. I run any machine in the shop. That was for the first 10 or 15 years. And then they put up the new shop in 1936, and I went in there as an inspector. And then I just forgotten that when they put the automatic inspection machines in, but I worked on those. I had a, well, I was a tool die, jig and fixture, and gauge repairman. That was what my, what I was classified as. And I spent the rest of my time working on that job. Boy, during the war, I was a supervisor for during the war, because they had, in that little shop down there that's there now, they dug out the basement and put machines in there, and we made some things for Pratt & Whitney on the motors. And we had over 1,000 people working in that little shop.
Really?
Three shifts, and they had these foremen, so they made some of the boys that was there, been there the longest, they made us foremen, and we were foremen while the war was on.
1,000, that's a lot of people.
Right, in that little shop, there was a lot of people. Then we got, our help consisted of, well, there was mostly young girls that their husbands had gone to into service, or old men. We didn't have any of the cream of the flock because they'd all gone into service. So, but we got along pretty well.
I noticed on your thing you mentioned you've worked at Mayberry also.
Yeah, I did before I went to Ford's to work. Yeah.
I
worked there, I guess, about 2 years on the farm out here where the park is.
Uh-huh.
That was quite a thing when I first started as a farm down there. Of course, they didn't have tractors in those days. And the horses we had, in Detroit, they were just changing horses to the fire engines. And we had got horses from the fire department down through the, they came out here. Some of them were pretty good horses. And then again, you take a team and you hook it onto a load. And if they could start off on a run like they do with a fire engine, it'd be all right. But otherwise, they wouldn't pull at all. They'd been broke to start on a run, you know, when they started. Yeah. But we got along with them. And then Howard Whipple was the foreman. He's a farm manager. And they finally got two of the old Fordson tractors. Boy, that was something when we got a tractor out there.
Now, most of the, along 8 Mile is where they farm?
Yeah. Now, we farmed, well, we did go over on 7 Mile. It was right at the end of Ridge Road, right next to Foreman's Orchards there. They had a couple of fields in there we would work. But I think in the whole sanitarium, I believe there were 1,040 acres in the whole farm. Of course, it run from Beckwood to Napier on this side. But over on 7 Mile, it was a foreman's orchard was out of it. And then you go down there with Sickles' farm was out of it. Stockweather had some out of it. Down there, they thought it was all swampland up in there, and they put some beautiful big houses in there now on that swampland.
What did they grow on the farm?
We had regular crops. We had our wheat, oats, barley, and then we go with corn, hay. And they milked around 25 head of cattle, and then they took the milk back to the sanitarium. We furnished the milk for the sanitarium, and they would pasteurize it back there. They had a fellow by the name of Vern Kaler that did the pasteurizing in the milk factory back there. But we raised a lot of garden stuff on that farm, and that all went to a sanitarium to feed the health and the patients and stuff. vegetables and stuff.
Was the corn and some of that for the animals, or would they sell that for a cash crop?
We kept it all for feed for the cattle. Cattle and the horses. We had some pig, but we didn't raise too many of those. We probably didn't. At one time, we'd have maybe 10 or 15 hogs around there.
You use the barn that's still there?
Of course, since the park has got it, they've built a couple of four little buildings around here. But the big barn is still there that we used, yeah. And then there was another barn east of it, just east of where the schoolhouse is, that we could use to put our young cattle in and stuff like that, but we kept all our mux cows up here.
Well, in those days, they had to milk by hand, wouldn't they?
We started out milking by hand, but about 6 months or 8 months before I left, they got a milking machine. Yeah.
Have you farmed yourself?
Yes.
Did you try? Were you farming when you were working at Ford too? Or?
We had 20 acres here. My dad had kept 40 acres. Sold the other 40 away off. I had that 40, I had my 20, and I had on the corner of 8 Mile, it was 20 acres down there, so I had 80 acres I was working. And I like to work the midnight shift for this reason. I could work all day down there and then come home and eat my breakfast, and then get on my tractor and I could go to work. I worked till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then come in, and she'd have my eats ready, my dinner ready. Then I'd eat my dinner and go to sleep, and she'd wake me up about 11 o'clock to go back to work again. I didn't have too much spare time.
Oh, my. What would you grow in your...
Well, we grow mostly, of course, the stuff that we could sell, like wheat and stuff like that. Then after my dad passed away, he raised a lot of hogs, my dad did. So I bought the hogs from my mother. We raised hogs. Well, then I had to raise the corn and some grain for the hogs, to feed the hogs.
Now, who farms around here now?
The man across the road here. He does a lot of farming.
I see.
And he rents land all over. And then he's got another thing going. Now, it'll start next month sometime. Kids from all over, the lower part of Michigan, they come here. He's got a farm and he takes tours. They come in here and we've had as high as 600 kids come in that one day. Different schools. And then he has what they call tour men. He'll have some cattle tied here, show them how to milk a cow, and then some sheep, show them about the sheep and the hogs, and then the chickens, and he always gets... About every week or so, he gets a bunch of little bitty chickens' hats, and the kids get the chance to hold a little chicken. And then they take him for a hayride after that. And that was my job, to take him for a hayride.
Oh. Well, even after you retired,
that's when I started working. I retired in 69, January of 69, from Ford's, and I went to that spring. And I worked for him every year one year I was in the hospital. And, but until, I guess last year was my first year I'd left, didn't work for him.
Yeah. It'd be fun around the children, I would imagine.
Yeah. You get some very nice kids and you get some very unruly children out there. The supervision isn't so good as some of them. It was something to keep me busy anyway.
Right. We'll talk a little bit maybe about high school. How many would have been in your class?
I think it was 27. 27. And I played football, but I didn't play any basketball or baseball. we had to drive a horse and buggy, and I couldn't go back and play basketball. I couldn't drive a horse very well. I could drive after dark, but it was a lot of trouble. So, but I did play football, and it was, I wasn't too well gifted with brains when I was in school. I got through all right, but it was a struggle sometimes.
Well, it would be, with that size, if you knew everybody and...
Yeah, that's right. I have a book here now, we call it the Claudian, that got all the pictures in it, all the kids. Ever at the, of course, I guess they have to do it in all schools. At the end of the year, they read a yearbook. I got mine yet.
Do you have reunions?
What?
Are there reunions from your school?
No, we've never had a reunion.
Really?
It was a fellow by the name of Don Merritt. He was in my class. And he said we ought to get together and have one other. Well, it was 60 years then, but too late. He's gone now, so. But we should have had a reunion. I only know, of course, there's a lot of moved away, but around here, there's only four of us that I know out of the class that's living. Glenn Hammond, Harold Bloom, Morris Woodruff, and Plummer, myself. They're the only four, just the four of us that I know of. Now, there could be more.
While we're, can just think a little bit about some things that you really enjoyed about Northville, or different things. I've talked to you, Mrs. Like. How long were you at Friedel?
Well, I worked for 15 years then in Florida, and then I worked all told off the line. I went back 26 years. But that was the only place that I had worked.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should have gone to Florence, and then I would have had a retirement.
That
probably should be deleted.
Don't worry about that.
No.
Were you born here in Northville, too?
No, I was born in Romulus.
Oh.
And I graduated from the Romulus.
How did you happen to meet a lady from Romulus?
At the Northville Fair.
Oh. They came in from all over for the fair. It must have been big, was it?
Oh, yeah. It was quite a place.
We are doubly related this way. Ellen Like was my own cousin.
Alec Lake was my uncle. So I married Alec's cousin. There's no blood relation or anything like that.
Right.
But it's mixed up people.
When we want to confuse people, we call them aunt, cousin, and uncles, and so on.
Should I tell her how we met? Should I tell her how Gary met?
Tell it if you want.
our youngest boy was just starting school down here. And he come home one day and he says, our teacher wants us to come and tell how our folks met. Of course, I didn't think what I was saying, and I said, well, at that time the fair they didn't have buildings, they had big tents up, see. And I said, we was down to the fair there, and I said, your mother saw me, and she started to chase me, and I got my foot tangled with one of those ropes, and she caught me. Well, we knew the teacher, Edna Quigger, her name was. So, he goes, but I didn't think anything about it. I just told him that and forgot about it. He goes back and he tells her that. Oh, boy, we never heard the end of that.
little bit about the fair, too.
Well, when I worked at the Mayberry, when I was down and going to school, I was in 4-H work, club work, and when I went to work for the Mayberry Sanitarium, they showed cattle down there at the fair. So I was had a little experience with them. So I took the cattle down and showed them down to the fair down there. And, we would take probably 12, 15 head of cattle down there. And we took one big bull. He weighed a little over 2 ton, or a little over, it's a 2,200, a little over a ton. But he was gentle. He didn't irritate him. He was all right. And then there was a lot of, it was a regular farmers, most of the farmers had the exhibits there. There was cattle and there was horses and sheep, hogs, chickens, geese, there was everything you could think of there. But it was from all the farms. You see, the people around here, if you would exhibit there, you would get a pass to go into the fair. It didn't cost you anything to go to the fair. Well, of course, all the farmers around here, they all wanted the pass to get in. And that's the way they got it. But there was horse races there. And, of course, nothing like they have today, but they had some pretty good races.
Would you get a prize or a ribbon for the, or was it just mainly to enter?
Oh, it was ribbons. You got prize money, too. Yeah, you got prize. So much for first prize and then second, and then I think a ribbon for third. Now I won't say, but you got a ribbon for all three, first, second, and third. But they got money out of it. And at that time, there were three institutions that showed cattle down there. There was the Mayberry Sanitarium, and Detroit House of Corrections had cattle down there. Also the training school here they had cattle there. There were three of them, institutions with cattle there. It was quite a show, but there was no pavement, blacktop, or anything like that. I remember one year, we had an awful lot of rain. People bought all the rubbers and the rubber boots that was in Northfield so they could go to the fair.
Would it be typically August? In August? Or?
At first it was September, and then they put it back so they wouldn't have it in August. It was the latter part of it. They had it in August.
Did you come over with your family to the fair? Or?
Somewhat, yes. Then I came up and stayed with my cousin, and I would go to the fair. He has forgotten to tell you one thing. We were married in June of 1935.
Well, we celebrated our golden wedding anniversary in 85. And we rented a room over at the Elks in Plymouth. And we had 80-some people there for a sit-down dinner.
So, what I was going to tell was about our winning the car at the fair.
Oh, yeah.
In 1935, we were married in June with very little, in fact. Very little money.
The two of us.
And we rented a furnished place, which they had taken an old table from that they had sold vegetables and so on out in front, and that was our dining room table. And the Davenport that you might have today was a box that they had covered with a cretonne or something like that, and he sat on it. It was very hard, but that was a full 5 days, sometimes three.
Shop didn't run.
No, the shop didn't run, so originally we were maybe three. And one fall, he and his brother and myself took on the job of picking all the apples that were in the orchard over here on Beck Road. Didn't get it, but 10 cents a bushel, I think. But it was a little extra money to help us along.
Sure.
At that time, we paid $25 a month rent for the house. We did have a furnace in it.
Was that a North Bell?
That was a part of the Chapman Farm on Tack Road near Chapman. Then, as I said, we're in August, we won a car at the Wayne County Fair, it was at that time. And that was a big help out of us.
Every time you made a purchase to any of the merchants in Northfield, I've forgotten how much money you had, how much a bigger purchase, but they'd give you a ticket on these cars, and they gave away three every night, didn't they? No, at the end of the fair, they gave three away.
Yes. That Saturday.
Yeah. It was three. And when you go buy your ticket at the fairgrounds, you've got one of these tickets on the car. So we happened to get a ticket when we went into the fair. We bought our tickets, and they gave us a ticket. And then when they brought them out of this big barrel, our name.
That must have been for real.
It wasn't a name, it was a number. Uh-huh. It had a file of numbers.
Uh-huh.
He went over to watch a Bremen girl ride a horse.
Well, she got thrown off and they said she was hurt. And I went over to see how bad she was hurt. And when I come back, they had dropped the number. And of course, I was smart, you know. I said, well, I got that number. I reached in my pocket. The first ticket I pulled out, it lacked one number being it. And when I pulled an extra out, that was the number. You can remember the number, can't you?
219898.
I think you could.
And what car did you win?
We won a 1935 Ford.
Okay.
And we wanted to drive it. I had a Willys coupe at that time. We wanted to drive it the next day. So Mr. Elmer Smith, he was in where Harold Bloom is, the officer. He was Elmer Smith on it at that time. We went up there, and you could get a license plate over to Plymouth at the Mayflower Hotel. They had a Secretary of State's office there. So Mr. Smith called over there, and they said if we'd come right over, we could get it. So we went over there. And I've forgotten, I think, $4 and something for a license. For a half-year license is all we had to buy. Well, that took up in there all the money we had. And we did have enough left to buy a little gasoline. But
I think it was half full of gas when we won it.
Anyway, we drove our car the next day. I'll tell you, it was quite a wedding trip. We got married in June and got that in August.
Yeah.
The license number was 9 2.
Then we have a son, our oldest son. He won a car. Well, of course, he was on the fire department. He lived in Whitmore Lake at that time. And he and his wife, I don't know how he got the ticket. I can't remember where they went to buy a ticket.
They were shopping. Down 7 miles.
I think it was a fireman selling tickets. And he was down there and bought a ticket, and he had one ticket. He got a car.
You're pretty lucky.
So we was lucky.
I guess so.
But we can't hit on the lotto.
Well, the Northville Fair was pretty important to you then.
Gary. Yeah.
An awful lot of people went there. I don't know, it cost about 35 cents, I think, to get in.
Did they have rides or entertainment or other things going on?
They had a midway.
Did they?
They had the Ferris wheel and all that. Sideshows.
Probably was the highlight of the summer.
It was. It really was.
I noticed on your paper that said you worked at Mayberry Country Club, too.
At the, not Mayberry.
No, Meadowbrook. I read it wrong.
Meadowbrook.
I saw the M and I just, Meadowbrook.
Yeah, I worked there. Tom Slicer was the greenskeeper. I worked there 2 summers. And that is the time that I was taking a vacation for the board when I was off. But then I decided Ford was the best place to work. It was steady, a little more money.
But you worked outside at Meadowbrook?
Yeah. I mowed the rough on the course down there. Now there was, let's see, there was a lot. 7 or 8 of us worked there. Some of the guys mowed the greens. Harry Pankow, he mowed the fairways, and I mowed all the rough. Of course, we had tractors, you know. But not to mow the greens. They had the push mowers. Today, they've got power mowers to mow the greens, but in those days, we had to push them by hand. On the 7 mile road when I went to school there, we didn't have any inside toilets or anything like that. And our drinking water, we went across the road and there was a tile came out there. And there's where we'd catch a pail of water where this tile came out. And that's the water we drank. And we never, the teacher nor the school board, nobody said anything about it because there's where we should get our water. Out of this tile.
Did anybody ever get sick?
Never. Never got sick. It was...
I wonder why they couldn't... They didn't have the money to drill a well, or was it difficult, or...
I never knew why.
Yeah.
Hey, you got something, Mother?
But it's not. Didn't stay. I'll leave it on.
We've got a card here that's dated 1906 with Lover's Lane in Northville. We'll have to look and see. Maybe there's something about it in the record or something like that.
You know something? You should have asked Charlie Friedel. He probably would have known where that was.
He might have, but I don't think he did.
There was a man that could told you a lot of history about
him. Oh, yes. Yes. Right.
I can remember, though, when Charlie Friedel's dad, he run a man's store. He made suits down there in the store by hand. And I can remember that.
Mm-hmm. But you don't remember any Lover's Lane.
Let's see, you said that was 1906? Mm-hmm. That was a little bit before my time looking up Lover's Lane.
Voice activated, so when it's quiet, it kind of semi stops. But it's okay.
I didn't ask you to you have heard anything from Mr. Hill, whether how his health was or anything. I can remember when they paved the streets in North Hill. I was going to school down there, and one of the boys in my class, he lived over on the 6 Mile Road, Bud Young, and he rode a horse to school. At that time, skis were just coming around, and they had just put the pavement in, and they didn't allow any traffic on it. Of course, he and I, we were smart, I like showing off, you know. He'd get his horse out, and I'd ride his horse, and he'd ride the skis up and down that street all noon hour.
I've read different things about Buckner's Hill.
Yeah, that was quite a hill.
It was.
They'd start way up there, and they'd come right down, right across Main Street. They'd come up over and right across Main Street and down towards the fairgrounds.
Was that located up where the sanatorium was?
Sanatorium, and now it's where they, where the home is up there.
Allen Taylor.
Yeah. I remember one boy being killed on that hill. His name was Ware. And he was coming down the hill on his sled. Some way it tipped over and then back into the runner to hit him in his stomach and cut him open. But you wouldn't dare ride down that hill now. That was the traffic that they have around here. Selling this. We got 16 and two-thirds acres here, so we don't need that land. We just pay taxes on it. One wants us to move near Pinckney and one wants us to move near Brighton, so I don't know what we're going to do.
And you probably hate to leave Northville. Or
That's it.
Having grown up here all your life and everything? Still go into town quite often.
In fact, we were downtown eat breakfast this morning.
You were. That's great.
We eat out more than we eat at home.
Why not? Sure.
Go down to Guernsey's, they have a pretty good breakfast down there. Chickens, we had ducks, we had pigs, we never had any cattle or horses, did we? Yeah, we bought one cow, but one cow and she died, so we didn't.
You were pretty self-sufficient then.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of cats.
Still.
You have a little garden.
Up until last year, the first year we had a big garden. After I retired, I had 2 acres of garden every year. And of course, I got a tractor and disc and plow and everything, and then I got a nice rototiller. And we put all the garden in, and then we give it to everyone in the country. we never got a penny out of any of it. But we'd like to see it grow, you know.
I think once a farmer, always
right.
Enjoy.
That's right. I don't know if we could live in Talbert or not. We lived here so blame long, and it's so quiet, you see nobody either side of us. And as long as we own it, there'll never be anybody on this side, unless we sell off some. On this side, there's 200 feet that the Edison owns, and there'll never be anybody built on that.
We're spoiled rotten.
And it's probably, it's unusual to have stayed in one place this long, too.
Yes.
So many people moved.
We moved here in 1942. And we were in Boone County. But we are now the city of Nova.
It's kind of mixed up here. We live in the city of Novi, and our address is Northville. We vote in the Northville School District, and for presidential we go to Novi to vote. So we're a little mixed up.